Hello and welcome to Audio Mo number 28. This is our second Audio Mo number 28. We did one in the car this morning, didn't we, Mr. Allen?
Yes, we did, and it was too big.
Well, we just got it into 10 minutes, but it seems that it's more than 10 megabytes from BossJock, and my iPhone is saying this email is over 10 megabytes and too big to send. So we've decided, rather than trying to work all that out and trying to get off the phone via other means, I suppose I could have moved it into Dropbox, but it wasn't the best audio quality because we were in the car and
a lot of background noise.
We thought we really can't be bothered, but we'll do another one anyway. Yes. Because we've got to get it in before midnight.
So today was a very good rehearsal for a later discussion about
nutrition and such. Yeah. We might do that tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll plan it. So just a brief summary of the day. We went out to visit Alan's mum this morning in the nursing home, and she was in good form today. Cheeky thing.
Just for a change. That was nice.
So that was good. Then we had lunch with some people that Alan works with and worked with and didn't eat too much. And on Monday, we will be celebrating our 2.5 years anniversary, though we prefer to count it in months because that gives us extra opportunities to go out for dinner. And we decided that, well, we didn't know what would be happening on Monday night with it being a work day and a school night, so we decided we'd go out tonight in apropos Monday, but we might go out on Monday as well.
And maybe even Sunday just for the heck of it.
Shh, don't people to think that we're just decadent. We occasionally have been. So we went out tonight to a restaurant called Sugarcane, and it was quite nice, a bit noisy. We were both a bit tired as well. And they had these benches. If you're having dinner with someone, and especially I think if you're blind and you can't make eye contact and stuff, you really want to be able to talk easily with the person you're eating with. And this is like a bench layout. So it's like you and someone opposite you and then someone next to you and someone opposite them.
And so it's like a big bench running right through the restaurant. Yeah. And you've got to talk across it and they stick you at the end of a group. Yeah. And the tables
are wider and stools with no back. So not that we were grizzling. It was nice food, but it just is a bit more isolating.
It's just a trend in restaurants that I don't like.
And I think the idea is they can squeeze more people into the same space. But it was quite nice food and not as good as the previous times we've been there. So Sugarcane, if you're listening, pick up your act.
They're not, because they're working.
No, that's right, they're working hard. We went to Max Brenner's this afternoon. It's just been a day of outrageous eating, really.
Yes, we've done nothing but eat.
So that's how we're going to talk about our nutrition program tomorrow and tell you how we tell our trainer we eat and what we do on good days. But, yeah, well, this
week. We're all planning to restart the whole thing again on Tuesday.
Tuesday, the 1st of July.
New financial year in Australia, anyway, and a new
dietary discipline.
That's it.
So we hope you're not too bored by our little chats. We're here watching episodes of Once Upon a Time on Netflix, and it's a bit trite and a bit schmaltzy.
It's great.
So, and Alan loves it. And, you know, when you love someone, you have to support them when they have a favourite show. But it's not too bad, actually. But low budget. Now that our other show's finished, Orphan Black, that's really sad.
So, yeah, Orphan Black's amazing. If you get a chance to see that, you should. It's amazing.
Yeah, series two is complete with the season finale last Sunday. Anything else of interest or import to report to the Audio Boo listenership?
Not that anybody wants to hear.
No. If you got this
you're far, probably totally sick of us.
If you got this far, good on you. I'm a bit over Audio Mo, if the truth be known, and therefore I'm sort of not absconding. I'm enlisting Alan to share the load with me, and he just humours me.
And at this point in time, if you are still listening to this intently and engaged, get alive.
So have a fabulous 28th of June. And we have two more. You only have to endure us, or me, two more times, and then the challenge is over. So good night, sleep well, and we will talk to you perhaps tomorrow.
Oh, good night, world.